here. This is Republic of Texas Radio. It is October 15th, 2017. And I guess I'm riding solo here. Well, I think Jimmy's with me. Jimmy, are you out there?
Good morning, Doc. Yes, sir, I am. And I sit at your command. You let me know, I will be here for you.
Actually, Jimmy, this is Alan. I don't, Doc is on
I'm sorry, Alan. Yeah. I talked to Steve yesterday, and he said Doc was going to be driving the bus today.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
For some reason, I didn't hear it pick up. Can you hear me?
Oh, here he is. Okay. Yeah, Doc,
oh, good morning, Doc.
Well, good morning, guys. I apologize. I was at the ready, and it never picked up for some reason. It might have been a Skype thing, or it might have been me. You never know.
All that modern technology stuff has been causing problems, hasn't it?
What song just played?
It was the Steve's opening.
Oh, okay. I had sent Ken the Ballad of the Alamo. Maybe we can play that in a few minutes, Ken, if you got it. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. We've got Alan, who just bailed me out at the open, thank God. And Jimmy's with us. And we got Ken at the controls. So we got a full crew. And I want to try to take us down a different road a little bit today. And with the help of Alan and Jimmy and all you guys out there listening in the chat room, hopefully we'll make some progress and do something good. Steve can't be with us today, and he was brave enough to turn over the steering wheel to me, but he knew I had Jimmy and Alan and Ken there to help out, so I don't think he's too worried. We'll try not to mess up the place too much for him, but it's kind of involved, guys. You don't realize what the host does. The rest of us working as co-hosts on Sunday, a little more laid back. We're there to help out as much as he needs or as little as he needs. And he usually has to plan the show during the week and spend quite a bit of time getting guests together and information. So filling in for him is a real big honor and a pleasure. And working with Alan and Jimmy is just fabulous, and Ken. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, if you've been watching the news, they had a big protest rally in San Antonio yesterday over trying to save the Cenopath, I guess they call it. It's a monument commemorating the Alamo. And I guess now that the Alamo's been taken away from the Daughters, they want to get rid of that monument like so many other things in this country. And also, if you're watching, they're still got the Catalonia situation going on. And they voted for independence again. They did this a few years ago, and this time it sounds like they're actually trying to do something. And so the road I want to go down, and Alan and Jimmy and Ken and everybody helped me out, is that we're at a point in time where a lot of people get frustrated and angry, and they say, well, violence is the only way in a rebellion. And I don't agree with that. The Alamo was a perfect example of Texas fighting and getting their independence finally at San Jac. And look what happened. Just a few short years later, they were sucked into the United States as another state, lost everything about their independence, and became just one of the states. And what's happened throughout time, every time there is a coup, a rebellion, a change of governments, if it's violent, it always ends up with somebody else in power, and later on there's more violence, and it never gets anybody anywhere. We have to change everything about what's being thought. Like right now, all the statutes and so-called laws that violate the Constitution, and there's so many nobody can keep up with them, need to be erased. And the only time you hear of a law or statute being passed would be one that controls the government from not being too powerful and moving in on the freedom of the people it's supposed to serve. It's the craziest thing in the world today that we have a government that is, in some cases, I think these guys in the Senate and the House and at times the president and the judges and all that think they're deities. they've lost touch with reality, and they think they should do whatever they want. We have a system where they get to be paid to fly all over the country at your expense, and they think that's all right. What job do any of you have out there in America where your company pays you to drive to work every day or fly to work if you have to? It doesn't work that way. So why are these people special? We have a system where if you walk into a courtroom, the judge is supposed to be working for the people that he represents. But instead, they holler, "All rise," and act like a deity just walked into the courtroom. If I was a judge, I would walk in and I would say, "Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for the honor to serve you and to try to bring justice to a system and to honor our Constitution and the people that got us here." I would never want to walk into the room and have them standing for me like I was somebody special. I work for them. Same with sheriffs.
Doc, part of your little involvement, what got you, snapped you awake so hard? You weren't in that particular courtroom, but I was when the defendant asked the judge if this was a statutory or a common law court, and the judge thought for a second, and he looks up and he says, "Well, it's a statutory court," and he said it plain as day. I heard it. Everyone else that was sitting in the courtroom heard it, and the court record reflects that the defendant said that this is a statutory court.
Yeah,
so
ladies,
if they can change the court record, Doc, what chance of any fair play do you have anywhere in this system?
Well, and that's what I'm talking about, guys, and Jimmy and Ken and chat room guys. Oh, by the way, it is Republic of Texas Chat Tango, republicoftexas.chattango.com. Thank all you guys for being in there. The call-in number, we'll try to get the calls today, is 1-800-313-9443, and Ken will be answering the phone and take care of you and shifting gears. But the thing is, Catalonia, Britain with Brexit, they all proved that voting could make a difference if enough people got fed up and did it together. Now, in Catalonia, the last I read, their president was getting ready to talk to his
military advisors.
His version of parliament, I guess.
His military advisors, yeah.
Yeah, and the military guys in Spain don't want them to break away, so they're doing everything they can. This is another case where they're going to try to stop them, but so many people have, it's like 7.5 million in Catalonia that are wanting to pull away, the majority. I think they've had over 80% vote to leave. And so it is possible. Now, there's a lot of you out there that have said to me, "Well, we need to file paperwork on this, and we need to go after them for jurisdiction, and we need..." But what happens, you end up poking the bear, and the bear's got taxpayer dollars, badges, and guns, and they think they're doing right, a lot of them. We had a gentleman that told us they teach law enforcement that the statutes override the Constitution. Now, we all know that's wrong, but that's what they're teaching, and they believe it. So a lot of these guys think they're doing good because that's what they've been taught. Alan and Jimmy, what do you guys think? I mean, to me, the violence has never worked. I don't think it ever will. But I think if we change things over to where the only laws that are getting passed are ones restricting the government from infringing on the people's rights. What do you guys think about that, Alan?
Well, Doc, how did this country supposedly gain our freedom and independence? I say supposedly because the more and more I look into this whole situation, the more and more I actually doubt that we actually ever were the free country that we thought that we had accomplished through acts of violence. It wasn't through, "Oh, please, King, be nice to us. We like what you're doing." And the King says, "Oh, you don't like? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you all your stuff back. Here, y'all can just go on your way. I'm sorry I bothered you." No, that doesn't ever happen. You know, Doc, unfortunately, it's, we cannot call for violence, but have you ever, is Catalonia free? No, like I said, the Spanish, president, he's talking to their military advisors, how are we going to stop these guys? We got the bigger guns. The Brexit vote, are they actually out of the European Union? I don't think so. You know, it's going to be a long-term process and this and that, and they're going to get weaseled right back into it because it's not what the power structure wants. I'm sorry. That's just fantasy.
Okay, hold that thought. Jimmy, I'm going to come to you in just a second. Alan, what I want to say is never, though, has the violence made anything permanent after the violence. Look at us now. They did that, as you said, at the beginning of this country against England, and now we're right back where we started, only it's even worse. Texas is talking about independence. It's probably going to be a case just like Catalonia and Brexit where they don't want them and they're fighting. You're right about England. I don't think they've totally got out of the European Union yet. They've done everything that you should do, but I guess the powers to be are pretty powerful. But my point is, guys, none of the violent stuff's ever worked. Every time they've ever overthrown a king or got rid of, had a coup and got a new government, it comes back, and later on somebody with power does the same thing again. So if a whole bunch of us get involved, Jimmy, you mentioned about running for office out there. Alan and Steve would be great to run out there in Fredericksburg, or Susan, somebody like that. John Jarnicky would be a wonderful man. But if we get good people in these offices and slowly flood them with decent, honest, conservative common sense, and common sense is the big thing here. A lot of this stuff is common sense, God's law, commandments, just plain everyday stuff. Maybe we can turn it around and let people get their freedoms back peacefully, because otherwise poking the bear doesn't get you anywhere. And you brought up a great point, Alan. What happened to me, even though what I thought we did something great and honest and legal and lawful and godlike, we still managed to be in trouble when I never could have dreamed it could even happen, because other people with the power, the taxpayer dollars, and the guns and the badges see it different, and they're being taught different. Jimmy, I'm going to throw that same thing I threw to Alan to you. What do you think? Is the violence going to be the answer, or do you think my idea can work?
Well, unfortunately, violence isn't the answer, Doc, but unfortunately it seems to be, we're getting to that being the last resort because we've tried it all. But let me give you my short answer on God's law versus statutory law. The way I see it, and this is, could be a long answer, but I'll keep it as short as possible. I was thinking it through in my head. When you go in the court of law, you are under the codes and statutes. Now, I own a business, and I have policies and things in my business, but that doesn't apply to my neighbor in his business. But the United States of America Corporation is what we're under in these courts. That's why our names are all capitalized. That is the straw man. The statutes are nothing more than corporation policies, which are not in the God-given constitutional. There is two things. And the problem is the judges, and you mentioned the bailiffs and things, the bailiffs have no clue about what I'm talking about. They look at the statute as the law, and I look at the statute as a policy. You know, I'm in an argument with a provider right now. Well, our policy is this, and I said, I could give a rat's ass what your policy is. I'm your customer. I pay you heavily each month for this service, so you can take your policy and, you know, you can fill in the blanks. So the short answer is we have been usurped. I truly believe that we still do have allegiance. Look into the Bar Association and the, you know, and that, and see, that's kind of crapping in my own backyard, because I have a lot of clients that are attorneys, and they're good men. They're good men that are as upset as we are. But does that, I try to be short and brief, and I may have been all over the map, but at the end of the day, we are not under the Constitution, and I agree with you. You know, I respect, but I'm not going to, stand up and all rise and your honor. No, I agree with what you said, Doc. That if you were a judge, you get up there, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for, you know, your time coming to this court. Now let's get on to the testimony, you know, and put down your silly little robe and your silly little hammer.
Okay, your attorneys, they are a member of what? The American Bar Association, which is what? It is a branch of the International Bar Association, which is the British accredited registry. Okay.
Right.
Why do you have to register with a foreign corporation to practice law that is supposedly our American law in this country? Even the attorneys don't know what they're involved in. I've got a feeling they might possibly get a small win here and there.
Yeah.
But they don't understand. Yeah. And they're the ones who are supposedly protecting us. The ones that know what's going on. That know the law. You know, they can do this and they can't do that. And Doc, earlier you mentioned every word that what you said that you were doing, you thought was lawful. Everything else you mentioned, every word but legal, and legal is what we run on, not lawful, but legal.
Well, see, and that's a problem, Alan. They've got all of us letting us twist words around where it used to be citizen meant one thing, lawful meant something, legal meant something. They've played all these games, and unless you know the game, you don't even know what's going on. But I've talked to a lot of my friends in law enforcement, and they've told me that if somebody starts talking about the Constitution or rights when they're pulled over, that immediately is supposed to send up a flag that person is some kind of a domestic terrorist, and you need to call for backup. And
because Doc, who are most people in this world are striving to get to make their lives a little bit better, right? They want more pay. You know, if they got more pay, they can get more stuff. They can live a better life. Okay. Now, if through our system, if we can say, well, you know, we're gonna do it the right way, and we're gonna be able to pay you $10 a week to enforce our system, and you got someone standing up there who says we're gonna pay you $20,000 a week to stand up here and enforce our system. Who do you think most people are going to go with if it betters them and theirs? Unfortunately, it's a matter of greed and power, Doc, and that's what always works its way into these systems, and the people fall asleep because, you're a farmer and you're struggling. Well, the government's going to give you subsidies. Well, are you going to take it, or are you going to lose your farm and be in the poorhouse and be begging on the streets? No. And this is how.
Well, let me put a cherry on the sundae real quick. Sorry to interrupt, Alan, but this ought to be something for you to elaborate on too, if I may. What's going on with these private prison corporations, and how is it that the judicial system is getting kickbacks to aid and abet a for-profit corporation by giving them inmates at $78,000 on average per year?
The greed and the corruption come in. Yes, eternal vigilance. The good people of this world, you know, we fall asleep because, you know, we try to do things right. We don't want to rock the boat. You know, we just want to be out here and live our life and be left alone. But the ones who tend to gravitate towards the positions of power are the one-up and brown-nosed and backstabbing rat bastards of this world, I like to call. I saw it in the corporate world, and it's the same thing in the legal world. It's the same thing everywhere, unfortunately.
You're right, Alan, and you're right, Jimmy, but what we have to look at is the violence has never worked. It never will work. And today, it would be like showing up with a musket and an F-16 with a cruise missile is going to take care of the problem when you try to stand up. So that isn't going to work for people today.
We let it get out of our control.
And they've prepared. They've prepared for that. All this Las Vegas and all these things and the Titan security and... You know, and Doc, you said it too. I've heard over and over again, if you stand your ground at a traffic stop with constitutional this, that, and the other, you are now a domestic terrorist, and you're going to have everybody and maybe even the SWAT show up. See, they've got us. I hear the music, but they've got us trained, and you're right.
All right, guys, hang on. We will be right back here on Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You've got Doc, Jimmy, Allen, and we got Ken at the controls. I apologize for the start of the show, guys, because something happened. Probably my screw up. Who knows? Me and Skype don't always play well together. But anyway, I wanted to play a song at the beginning because, one, yesterday there was a rally at San Antonio trying to save the Alamos monument that was a tribute to the battle fought there, and also to point out that they fought a battle there and ended up finally finishing it at San Jacinto, and still not 10 years later they're a state. Every time you turn around, violence ends back to somebody else in power. But Brexit and Catalonia have proved that just maybe if enough good people get involved, you can overturn the electronic corruption of voting that was mentioned in the chat room. Thank you, Will Be Free. And I know that voting is terrible. Doc Green and I just talked the other day. He's working as a poll judge, and he got involved as a delegate, and he's really thinking that maybe we can all get together and make a difference. All of our radio shows get together and make a difference. So anyway, because of that, I wanted to play this song. And Ken's going to hit it for us right now. So if you guys bear with me, we're going to let it play a little longer than I would have at the opening, just so you can get a feel for where they were back then, the pride of the Alamo, why people were there yesterday. Bush is trying to, we already kicked the Daughters of the Revolution or the Republic out, and somebody else is controlling it. I'm not sure who at the moment. But
it's international.
Well, they said I was researching it, and they said it hasn't gone to them officially yet, that the state's still controlling it. So I don't know who's telling us the truth. But anyway, Ken, if you play that song, and then we'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Quelo, he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord.
All righty, we're back. Thank you very much, Ken. And ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to play that one because our buddy Doc Green was at that rally yesterday at the Alamo. I personally am not much for especially protests. I think peaceful rallies are nice, but somebody always gets in trouble, gets arrested. There's always conflict, and it just, it's really sad. Good things don't stay good. But I think back to the Alamo and Texas Independence and all those that died for what, a few years of independence, and then they became a state. What a sad thing. And that's my point, that none of this seems to ever produce anything good out of all the violence. And if we can change things over and get involved and put good people in, maybe we win. Looks like there's our music, I think, in the background. So we'll be right back, guys. This is the Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org.
Casting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So here we fight all through the night.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Republic of Texas Radio. Your regular host and our star, Steve, couldn't make it today. I'm Doc, filling in for him the best I can, and I've got wonderful help in Alan and Jimmy and Ken at the controls. One of the things I wanted to touch on after you heard the song about the Alamo, you hear the frustration in my voice, Alan, Jimmy. Most of the guys who have common sense, conservative values that don't understand how things got so out of control. And one of the things that I think, I remember when Carl Pittman ran for constitutional sheriff here in Harris County outside of Houston, one of the things he said that always stuck with me was he said, Dave, he said, we make the officers swear to the Constitution an oath before they get their badge and their police powers, but we don't teach the Constitution. He said, many of them have no clue that the statutes they're enforcing violate the Constitution. And he said, one of the things I will do if I'm elected constitutional sheriff is to start teaching the Constitution and stop enforcing anti-constitutional statutes. So that's my point, guys and ladies and gentlemen out there listening. And Ken, jump in anytime you like today. We really appreciate having you take care of things. Is don't you think if we've proved over and over again coups and overthrows and violence and all the terrible things, revolutions, none of that ever works. How about for a change, we get a group of people that teach the Constitution, that throw out all the statutes that violate it, and the only kind of laws they work on are laws to make sure that the government is restricted in its ability to infringe on your freedoms. We have to start over somewhere. And everybody I know that's fighting for common law and using the Constitution and filing paperwork and fighting for jurisdiction and battling the IRS and all this stuff, it's basically poking the bear, and the bear's got all the money, taxpayer dollars, all the authority, and the bear's being taught incorrect history and bad knowledge of the Constitution. And so our guys always end up on the wrong side of that. But if
what
we
is
could
correct, Doc, what is correct history? Because we weren't there to see it. We weren't there to see what actually went on at the Alamo, were we? You know, we're given that that song you did, it really almost made me want to puke, Doc, because it's so creamy and so fluttery and so, you know, we're going to go and we're in the right, and all these guys were great guys. None of them ever did a bad thing in their life, and they were there for us and everything else. Do we know that? No, that's the history that's been presented to us, Doc. And as far as the enforcement, you say that you know all these good cops, all these good police officers, you know, who don't like what's going on, but they're just going to go ahead and do all this crap to us that the statutes and everything say they can until they just want to retire. Well, why don't they do something about it? They're just waiting to retire so they can get their retirement package. This is what I'm saying, the greed and the, you know, these people don't want to be hurt and upset by what's going on. They want to, sure, they don't like it, but if they don't write enough traffic tickets, what happens to them? They get what? They get demoted, cut in pay, what? You know, so they've got quotas they've got to fill. We all know that. You know, if they're out there actually doing good for the community, that doesn't bring any revenue in. So they're not going to be there for too long, are they? So they're going to keep doing all these extractions and everything from us, these what we consider unlawful, you know, just downright wrong. And they're going to do it. They don't like it, but they're going to do it until they can retire and get the hell out of it. What good does that do for anyone, if they are good people? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, I agree, and a few of them tell me they're not doing all those things, and they're trying to get out as fast as they can. But my point about history, Alan, was not what we've been taught so much as the common sense, and Jimmy, you can jump in anytime you like on this, Ken also, but the common sense constitutional ideas, going back to the basics of the commandments in the Bible, God's law, simple basic stuff. We don't need 50 million statutes and policies and all this crap to control people. We just need a few rules and regulations to make sure government doesn't get out of hand. We need to have a government where you don't get to be a senator or a congressman one time and have benefits the rest of your life, because no other job does that. We need to have a government where they still work for us, and if they want to fly themselves back and forth to their home, they do it on their own dime, or they drive their own car. They don't get a staff because they got elected. They pay for it out of their own pocket, like you would if you're a small business guy. There's a lot of things that need to change. Judges need to be in a situation, like I said, if I was a judge, I would walk in and thank all of the people there for an opportunity to serve them, because that's really what I'm doing. I'm not in power. Nobody should rise for me. We've got to get back. And Alan, I love your frustration, because I feel the same way. Jimmy feels the same way. I know Steve does. I know Ken does. I know all the listeners are feeling the same way. But we got to start somewhere. And Doc Green and I were talking the other day, and he feels like his little steps into judging at the polls and becoming a delegate or a start, where if enough good people do it. Look what happened in Brexit. They said the vote would never pass, and it did. I think it's real. I think it's real because it upset them, and they said it wouldn't happen. In Catalonia, they said it wasn't going to happen. They even brought in the cops and tried to stop them from voting, and they still voted and it passed. So there is a chance. I think there's a trend in the world today that good people have finally had enough. We don't want to break laws, but we know there's laws that are breaking the Constitution. And, okay,
you know what happens when they see that happening? Their little focus groups. Do you realize how many of these groups are out there that develop policy that supposedly are these smart people? I started, you know, watching the news, watching Press TV and Russia Today and things like this. They have all these people on, you know, as experts. You know, whatever the situation might be, you know, whatever's going on around the world, they'll bring people in to, you know, to talk about it. And I started writing down the names of a lot of these groups that actually are the power. These are the ones, the smart people, supposedly, that everyone goes to, you know, to solve their problems, to develop policy, to develop statutes, ordinances, everything else, you know. And I've just got just a small part of it here. We've got, let me see here. I'm on the wrong paper here. I've got to put my glasses on.
That's okay. I don't want to do away with those groups, Alan. I don't want any of those groups having power anymore.
But you see what happens, and here to use another one of my analogies, Doc, and people might be getting sick of it, but, okay, let's go back to Leave It to Beaver, okay? You know, in my analogy of, you know, you never, Eddie was the evil one who always got everyone in trouble, always caused, you know, stirred everything up, got everything going, was the bad kid in the neighborhood. And then you had your Lumpies and your Larrys, you know, Beaver's little friend Larry that got, you know, Beaver into trouble periodically if it wasn't Lumpy and Larry and Eddie doing it. You know, if we would follow that, they were actually telling us what the world actually runs like and basically how it works. If we'd follow that 20 or 30 years down the line, I guarantee you Eddie would be the mayor of that city, Lumpy would be the police chief, and Larry would be the sheriff. Okay? That's just the way it goes because the normal people out there don't want those positions. They don't want to tell other people what to do. You know, as good people out here, we just want to live our life, and hopefully everyone else around us will, you know, have the same mindset and everything. But, you know, and we don't like to think that there are just bad people out there. And the bad people will look you in the eye, smile, and tell you, sure, I'm right with you. We're going to help you right along. Just put me in power, and you put me in power, and we've got a standing military, and I'm in control of the military, and we've got bigger and better guns than you do. And when it comes down to it, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, I agree. Jimmy, hold one second. I want to get your thoughts on this. You said one key thing in there, Alan, that really stands out. All these jobs think they have the power to tell people what to do, and that's not what they're there for. They're there to serve, to be employees of the people. And I think the people are fed up. Jimmy, what's your take?
I fully agree, and that's the whole thing. It's flipped over. And, Alan, you could not have laid it out better with your Leave It to Beaver analogy. I mean, you nailed it dead on. And that's the thing, Doc and Alan and Ken, is the whole thing's upside down. You know, and when you try to, like you said earlier, Alan, Doc, that, you know, if I stand my ground at a traffic stop respectfully, man, we're going to call out the, you know, the NRAPs and everything. At the end of the day, that is what we need. And Doc, you said it earlier too. I'm down in Tampa, Florida, and I've got a lot of people that want me to, you know, get out there and run for office. I think I'm more dangerous on this side of the microphone than, you know, on the other side of the podium, but I will sure get behind. And we need some young blood in there. And the problem with that is the young blood has been programmed incorrectly. And I'm, by purpose, not using the word educated. They have been programmed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? And us old guys, you know, we know, and the thing is this stuff's been going on for a long time, and that used to piss me off when somebody said that, but the reason I'm bringing it up is it was going on even under our noses, because mm-hmm. we were conducting our lives accordingly and never had to touch this side of it. But yep. I'll tell you, Doc, I don't condone violence. But at the end of the day, if you break in my house and I can't convince you even by showing you my weapon that you need to leave now, even a warning shot, the next one's going, you know, going to take care of business.
Well, that's
and
different.
I certainly, yeah. Well, I'm making that by example. If you taunt me as a nation or you taunt me as a homeowner, I think it's the same thing. And I think the Las Vegas matter, as egregious as it was and still is, I think it caused a lot of people to say, wait a minute. And hopefully that's going to be the tipping point for us to, you know, somebody was in the chat room saying the ballot boxes are rigged. I agree. I mean, John McCain is a good example. Nancy Pelosi, good example. And the list is long. So we could vote those people out legally and they'd still be in there tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to start somewhere, guys. And like, we'll be.
No, I know.
He brought that up, and he also said the Constitution has no teeth. And it's like Alan said, the Constitution has no teeth because we let it get out of control, but not because we were bad people or not good patriots, because we were busy trying to lead our lives and raise families, and we trusted people that we should have been able to trust, and they
Amen.
Were so corrupt, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, I mean, same with God in the Bible. Same thing. I mean, we've taken it for granted, and, you know, you cannot take the gift of God's law. You cannot take the gift of the Constitution for granted. And the problem is, over the course of time, you know, we had American history in junior high and high school. What do they teach now? Anyway,
we even had civics.
I'm kind of wound up this morning, and yeah.
Well, good. I like I like everybody wound up, because here's my idea, guys. Okay, I'm still back. And I think Doc Green might be on to something. Little steps, good people. I love to see Alan and Steve and John out there and Susan and Fredericksburg start getting involved, because they got good common sense and they're not going to be bought or sold. You're not going to be. I'm not going to be, Jimmy. And so we start. Ken isn't going to let him put money in his pocket and make him do something wrong. And that's what we need. And I wanted to throw out a couple of things. We have some wonderful, wonderful groups. And I see we got Mike in Kentucky. Mike, we'll get to you in just a minute, my friend. Hang on, please. We have some wonderful groups out there in Texas. Freedom Texas. I know a bunch of those people. Great, wonderful people. We got the Texas Nationalist Movement. They were working trying to get Texas independence on the ballot and came very close, and it's not a dead issue. We've got the Republic of Texas guys, who I know many of them. I know guys in each one of these groups. They are wonderful people, and what's really sad, guys, and I don't know if all of you know this, but there was a guy named McLaren years ago who at one point in his life was part of the Republic of Texas, and then he got kicked out because he was not the kind of person they wanted to deal with, and they didn't want him representing them. Well, he got in a lot of trouble, but when he got in that trouble with the law, he told them he was part of the Republic of Texas. He impersonated being a president of the Republic of Texas when he wasn't even involved, okay? Now, if you impersonate a police officer or somebody in the judicial system, that's a crime in the rest of the world. But when he did it, all they did was decide the Republic of Texas was bad people, and they ignored the fact that he was an imposter. And consequently, I've had many guys in law enforcement and lawyers and legal groups tell me that the state didn't like the Republic of Texas or any of these independence groups because of that guy. Well, that guy wasn't even a member. So how do they get away with that? I don't know. They should have got him as an imposter and dealt with it and not punished good, decent people. But my thing
is, False Valor. Yes.
Yeah, well, we got three good groups, the Republic of Texas, Freedom Texas, the Texas Nationals. And if we get them all working together now, we may see the next Catalonia. We may see the next Brexit. And they're good guys in all of them. The Secretary of State for the Republic of Texas is a wonderful man. And if you get a chance to talk to Billy, you guys can call, too. The Republic of Texas has got a phone number. It is 1-800-662-1836. That's Texas Nationals. 1-800-662-1836. The Republic of Texas is 1-888-656-5515. And Freedom Texas is 1-844-894-6337. Get those guys working together. Become part of them. they all have some great ideas, and together they would be a powerful, peaceful, decent group of people working to fix this. And like I said, the main answer here is to make sure government is taught the Constitution, put teeth back in it, and the only laws that ought to be even talked about are laws controlling the government from being out of control and take away all this godlike stuff that a lot of these elected officials seem to think they've got going for them.
Everyone brings out the Constitution, the Constitution, the Constitution. Okay, when we first started this country, we had what were called Articles of Confederation, which were much more restrictive, as far as I can tell, on the government. And unfortunately, the Eddies and the followers, the Lumpies and the Larrys, get into power, and they say, well, we've got to change this because we can't get funding. You know, we've got to have funding so we can do this stuff that you want us to do. So they got rid of the Articles of Confederation, and I guarantee you there are bar members involved in the drawing up of the Constitution.
Oh, I agree, Alan. Hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcast.org. Right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right.
Going at it now.
This is Doc trying to fill in for the Steve as best I can, and I've got Alan and Jimmy and Ken and all you guys in the chat room and everybody listening. Thank you, and God bless all of you. We seem to have a great agreement here, ladies and gentlemen. If you notice, the system is broke beyond repair. We all agree things like the Bill of Rights were better than all the changes. And what we need to get back to, I think everybody is in agreement, is restrictions on what the government can do to that so it doesn't infringe on people's rights. Now, a couple things I'd like you to look at, and then we're going to grab Mike in Kentucky, is there is a book, and I hate to give Tommy Attaway too big of a head where he can't wear his hat, but he wrote two books, and I think he's working on a third. And if you want to read something that gives you some insight into how we can start over and do it right, he has a book called We Defy, which sets up a community in Texas doing things the right way. They don't even have a standing police force. They have a militia and decent people helping decent people. And then he has the book Independence, which is further into all that, and Texas getting its independence. Very good. The town is Fredonia in there, and it's a wonderful read. You'll enjoy it, and it makes sense. It's realistically possible. It's not fiction where you think, oh, we can't ever do this. You could do it. And another book from our good buddy Dan over at Numana Foods, he wrote a book, Forever 1776. If you read this, it will blow your mind. It will open your eyes to the possibilities. It will give you a good history of the truth of what the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, all that stuff, what it was meant, what it was for, and it'll tell you where the train left the track. All right, without further ado, Mike in Kentucky, are you still there?
Yeah, I just wondered if you guys had looked at Al Whitney's instruments, yes, and methods on, I think she calls it condition precedent, which basically says, I think in a lot of cases it is, I don't know, putting anybody that needs it on notice that your condition before any of this statutory creation that they've imposed on you would nullify what they're trying to impose on you as a statutory straw man, whatever, person I don't know what the, at the moment. She's on this network, and I mean, I've glanced at it, and I forwarded it to a paralegal that I haven't heard back from, but there's a lot of this sort of stuff. I remember back in the 90s, it was called cancelatora, which was basically trying to put, and I've heard of people spending huge amounts of money notifying the Secretary of State and a mm-hmm. bunch of public officials in your particular state and D.C. on your status and that you're not, you're now aware of these contracts that they're imposing, adhesion contracts, and they are unconscionable. That sort of thing.
And there's our music, guys. We'll be right back. Hold that thought, Mike, and we're going to talk about it as soon as we come back.
Of a time when our people just didn't kill each other. Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002.
Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.